This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands of people in Russia have been jailed after demonstrations in support of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. And now the United States State Department is weighing in. Navalny was jailed a week ago after returning from Germany, where he'd been recovering from a poison attack that left him in a coma last August. Independent monitoring group OVD Info reported about 3,200 arrests as of Saturday night, including Navalny's wife, Yulia, and his aide, Yubov Sobol. Several dozen journalists were also arrested. The U.S. strongly condemned the arrests and harsh tactics used against protesters and journalists in cities throughout Russia over the weekend. That's according to a State Department spokesperson Sunday. The statement added, "The suppression of rights to assemble peacefully, freedom of expression, Navalny's arrest, and the crackdown on protests are troubling indications of further restrictions on civil society." The U.S. is calling on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry issued a statement countering that the U.S. efforts to incite radical elements on social media would have negative effects on U.S.-Russian relations, adding American diplomats in Moscow would be summoned for a serious conversation. Chinese rescue teams have recovered 11 miners trapped in a gold mine by an explosion 2 weeks ago. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province in the east of the country on Sunday morning. He was rushed to an area hospital for treatment, barely responsive. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The world is approaching 100 million COVID-19 infections. That's according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center statistics. Meanwhile, more than 2 million people have died. The coronavirus continues to create an unyielding and staggering path of illness and death across the United States. Johns Hopkins reported early Sunday that the U.S. has nearly 25 million COVID-19 infections with more than 417,000 deaths. India follows the U.S. with 10.6 million infections and more than 150,000 deaths. Brazil has nearly 9 million cases and more than 216,000 deaths. The World Health Organization Director General says vaccines could bring the global pandemic under control. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said vaccinations are underway in more than 50 countries. However, all but two of those countries are high or middle-income countries. Tedros said, quote, "We must work together as one global family to ensure the urgent and equitable rollout of vaccines." New Zealand has reported its first coronavirus case outside of a quarantine facility in more than 2 months, although there was no immediate evidence the virus was spreading in the community. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield said Sunday the case was a 56-year-old woman who recently returned from Europe. Like other returning travelers, she spent 14 days in quarantine and twice tested negative before returning home on January 13th. She later developed symptoms and tested positive. COVID-19 infections have been unrelenting in Spain, especially following the holiday season. The surge has threatened doctors' and nurses' mental health. In Barcelona's Hospital del Mar, the critical care capacity has more than doubled and is nearly full, with 80% of ICU beds occupied by coronavirus patients. The head of the ICU, Dr. Joan Ramon Masclan, says this has been very difficult as they are seeing people in their 20s to people older than 80 as patients. A study released this month by Hospital del Mar looking at the impact of the spring's COVID-19 surge on more than 9,000 healthcare workers across Spain found that at least 28% suffered major depression. Hong Kong's local government said Saturday it locked down one of the territory's most heavily populated areas to complete mandatory COVID-19 testing on the population. Hong Kong Special Administration Region government said the lockdown was imposed in parts of the Jordan District to test nearly 10,000 residents. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.